blessed that you're here and join with us today. My co-host is unavailable to be with us today. School, you know, so she's with her tutor doing what she needs to do, you know, to get there. And, of course, my switchboard operator and producer of the show, Ms. Chabonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
We're still recovering from my birthday party last night, and I would like to thank everybody. First off, I told my daughter earlier, I thanked her and thought she was awesome, but I really want to say thank you so much, Chabonet. That was a tremendously beautiful night last night. I enjoyed.
You're welcome to everybody enjoyed last night.
Good crowd, good music. The DJ was off the chain, just everything. It was nothing I can say that wasn't perfect.
Yes, well, we wanted to make sure
you
celebrated your birthday the right way.
I know, the old girl getting up in age.
But looking good,
anyway,
looking
also,
good.
Yeah, oh, thank you, honey. Also, let me put some happy birthdays out there. One to my great niece, Eliana. And that was, is the music playing again?
Yes, it is.
Huh, it's not even on the board. Isn't that something? It did that all by itself. Well, I'm glad, Airways, y'all enjoyed the music, but we want to get on with the show. But thank you. Thank you. Okay. Anyway, Eliana, Lena's daughter, happy birthday to her. To my godson's daughter, Tantiana, happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to Miss Harris. Happy birthday to me. Happy
yes.
birthday to David. Happy birthday to Ed, who also, him and his wife, Jen, were with us last night and enjoyed them, too. Just wonderful, wonderful. Happy birthday to Hawaii, our cousin in California. Today is his birthday.
All right.
Yeah, so hopefully we got everybody in there.
Oh, a couple more. Happy birthday to Rashad, a.k.a. Shaddy Bo, and happy birthday to my girl Denise. Capricorn season.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. So glad and so happy. And we rock, Capricorns.
There you go.
We rock. Well, is there any other announcements that we need to talk about before we get started here?
I don't think so. I think we're good to go.
Okay, so today's show, folks, is about the forecast as me, because I am a psychic and I do psychic readings. Hello, theessenceofsuccess.com. Just go right over there and be glad to do a reading. Got to do that little advertisement, y'all. Anyway, what I'm seeing that's going to come up this year, 2012, it's not the whole year, but it's a pretty good projection of at least three-fourths of the year. And also we will do entertainment news. I'm going solo tonight. And then, of course, we've got Ms. Chabonet. She's going to be doing News of the Weird and also the playoff show. So hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So let's see here. Hold on. We've got a caller. Let's get them on. Hello. Who's this? Hi.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes. This is Lena. You're on the air.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't intentionally trying to be put on the air, but since I am, I was actually enjoying listening. I know that you are doing forecasts for 2012. Is that right?
Yes. I will begin that shortly.
I'm very interested in hearing all about it.
Oh, okay. Well, just stay on the air with us then. Okay. Well, right now I'm going to go into entertainment news, and after that we'll probably take a break. And after that, Ms. Chabonet will be back with News of the Weird and the football. What's going on there in the playoffs, and then we're going to go into forecast 2012. So hang on, and I'm sorry?
Absolutely. Sounds good. I'm tuning in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling in. I'm trying to... I just lost her. I hit the wrong button. Oh, my God. The lady that just called in, call right back. I'm sorry, I accidentally pushed the wrong button. See, I'm missing my switchboard operator. We're in two different locations today.
Well, let everybody know why. It's snowing in Seattle, so at this time we're trying to stay safe and everybody stay in their location because it's off and on. So anybody who's in Seattle, north end, south end, please be careful.
For sure, for sure. Okay, in entertainment news, we've got Princess Carter. Arrived in the world last Saturday, which was the 7th at that time, amid lots of fanfare. Blue Ivy Carter is the newest addition of Jay-Z and Beyonce. The superstar couple are now parents. Congratulations once again. Jay-Z is already rapping about his daughter in a song called Glory. The baby was born, I know, isn't that cute? The baby was born natural, and the first pictures could get the couple up to $2 million.
My gosh. What? I don't know. I guess I'm not a celebrity, so I just don't feel the world needs to see my child. You'll see it eventually, but to sit here and sell your
gotta
baby.
Gotta pimp it out, huh?
Yeah. That's what it
that's
looks like. A lot of stars do it, though.
I know, but it's like, wow, when the kid gets over there, he said, Mom, you pay $2 million for people just to look at me? Well, I know I was special.
Oh, yeah, and they're the only ones because regular folks don't get that kind of love.
No. Baby shower, baby born,
and be happy.
Everybody come to the house. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Oh, well.
Mm. Well, what do you do when you have two women and three kids depending on you? Well, if you're Antoine Cook, you start your own business. Cook is the married beta daddy of singer Fantasia. They had a son last month, but he is still married to his wife, and they have two kids of their own. Cook is now a bail bondsman.
Wow, okay.
He has the free yourself bail bonds business. That is free yourself bail bonds business, named after one of Fantasia's hit songs. His slogan, get off the hook with Antoine Cook.
Oh, boy. Well, if it works, it works.
Hey, I guess whatever turns. Don Cheadle has a new show on cable, Showtime, called House of Lies. He talked about it in the latest issue of Jet Magazine. Cheadle is on the cover. Yeah, I saw some previews of that. Looks like it's going to be pretty interesting.
Oh, it's already on.
Oh, it's on now? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I believe on Showtime. Is it Showtime or HBO?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Showtime, yeah. Oh, okay. Terrence Howard and the cast of Red Tails are on the latest issue of Ebony Magazine. The story of the Tuskegee Airmen is coming to the big screen on January 20th. Producer George Lucas of Star Wars fame spent $58 million of his own money to make sure the movie got made. So did you want to comment anything on that, Ms. Chabonet? Because you know
I'll definitely be seeing Red Tails, and I highly recommend everybody go see it. It doesn't matter what race. It's just a historical film, which is, I think this is the third or fourth time it's been done, but it still needs to be put out there that no one wanted to help, or excuse me, it was a lot of the Hollywood big ups did not want to help George Lucas fund this film because it was an all-black star cast. And I think it just lets everybody know that racism is still alive. We've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. And I thank George Lucas for being honest about what's going on in Hollywood. He might have to pay some consequences for putting it out there, but it's time someone did. It's unfortunate that it's recognized because it's George Lucas when people have been saying this for years. You know, but again, if this is an eye-opener, so be it. This is definitely a film to go out and support.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, and I hope everybody does. Well, it opens the 20th, y'all, which
mm-hmm.
is next Friday, this Friday coming up. So maybe you can group together friends, family members, what have you, and just make an evening of it, you know, go to the show. So,
And really push the youth to go and see it.
Amen. Amen. They need to know. We've come a long ways and got a long way to go, but the people that have paved that street, you need to recognize them.
Yeah, definitely.
Mark your calendars for Monday, February 13th, 1 month from my birthday, is the 5th annual BET Honors. Gabriel Union is hosting the show, and honorees include Spike Lee, Maya Angelou, Stevie Wonder, and Mariah Carey. Special musical guests include Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, and Common. In the next few weeks, you're going to see Gabriel Union elsewhere. She is on the latest edition of Essence magazine with her sweetie, basketball Dwayne Wade. She is starring in the Tyler Perry movie Good Deeds, which opens in theaters February 24th. We'll be discussing that more in later shows. And she is also starring on the new Steve Harvey movie, Think Like a Man and Think Like a Man and Act Like a Woman, with Kevin Hart, which debuts March 9th.
Oh, well, I've seen the trailer for that. It looks pretty good.
Okay. I have to check that out. You mean the one for Steve Harvey or Tyler Perry?
I'm sorry, Tyler Perry. Yeah, Tyler Perry. Oh, and Steve Harvey, yes. Me and the girls will be seeing that opening weekend.
I know that. Read the book. I think everybody read the book. Congrats to Oscar winner Halle Berry. The third time may be the charm for her. Berry is engaged to be married to actor Oliver Martinez. They met on the set of their movie Dark Tide. After previous marriages to baseball David Justice, singer Eric Benet, Berry said no more marriage. She has a three-year-old daughter, Nala, by model Gabriel Aubrey. Berry, 45, is sporting a diamond and emerald engagement ring. No wedding date has been set yet, y'all.
Boy, she's another woman. Her and Jennifer Lopez cannot be by themselves.
Needy. I call them needy heifers. Is NeNe Leakes from The Real Housewives of Atlanta ready to leave reality TV? Well, Leakes just landed a recurring role on Fox's TV show Glee. And she did a guest starring role on BET's The Game. Sources say she is tired of the fighting and bickering on the reality show and wants to be more respectful, do more respectful work. Well, the new season of American Idol kicks off this week, y'all, January 18th, which is, I believe, on Wednesday night. As the show enters its 11th season, producers want Seacrest to take a pay cut. He gets $45 million a year for hosting American Idol. Well, excuse me. Yes, that's his salary. $45 million a year for hosting the American Idol show.
Need to change my career.
Sources said that they could get someone for $3 million, and that if the show could go on without Simon Cowell, it can certainly survive without Seacrest. Don't cry for Seacrest, though. He's a producer. Does a radio show and entertainment magazine show. He is a busy guy. But ain't that cold? They say they can get somebody for $3 million and pay him $45 million because he don't want to take a pay cut.
Why does he deserve $45
million?
Wow.
Well, we in the wrong business, child.
Now, I wish that was a misprint, because that's ridiculous. That actually is outrageous to pay him that. That is totally outrageous. But go ahead.
Okay. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is finally talking about her mystery illness. Franklin says she had a tumor removed. She says that she lost 85 pounds, but she has already gained 20 pounds back. Franklin says she is working on losing it as she prepares for her summer wedding to longtime beau Willie Wilkerson. She definitely needs to change her eating habits as well, and maybe that's what she should do. Even though if it was medically, she still should change her eating habits that she can maintain her weight under. You know.
For
health stuff, for sure.
Hang in there, Aretha.
Well, Oprah's doing well with her new show, Oprah's Next Chapter. Millions have turned in for the first episodes featuring American Idol judge Steven Tyler and mega church leader Joel Osteen. You know, he was just here, Seattle listeners. I think he was here about a week ago, Friday, yeah. This week, Oprah's guest is New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Oprah's next chapter airs Sunday nights at 9 p.m. on her own OWN network.
So she's coming back as a talk show host.
Sounds like it, huh? But one-on-one. Nick Cannon's out the hospital, y'all, and he's back at home. He's doing a lot better.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Because he had a kidney failure? Something with his kidneys? Okay.
So that's good news. With four paternity cases over his head and no NFL job, will a judge lower the child support payments against Terrell Owens? Owens had quite a career with the 49ers. Boy, and they're doing good because they're going to the AFC playoffs? Are we NFC playoffs? Owens could land in jail if he doesn't make his child support payments. Owens may end up taking a job with an arena football team. Well, Uncle Ted is back. Remember Ted, the guy with the golden voice? Well, Ted Williams was the homeless guy with the golden voice who became one of the big stories of 2011. He was discovered on the streets after decades of drug and alcohol abuse. He turned his life around. Williams is now the voice of New England Cable News, and he has a new book coming out May 10th, A Golden Voice. Ted Williams, How Faith, Hard Work, and Humility Brought Me from the Streets to Salvation. He now has a sober living coach who helps to keep him straight. So that's good.
All right, good.
Okay.
So it sounds like he's completely clean now.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And the coach is living with him to make sure to keep him straight.
Good.
You know,
good.
If he starts to fall off the wagon, at least he's got in-house support to keep him on that path where she's trying to get to, because he's on a good journey right now.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right.
The 20th Annual Trumpet Awards air later this year. One of the highlights is Aretha Franklin accepting an award on behalf of her father, the late Reverend C.L. Franklin. Franklin was recognized for his work with the Civil Rights Movement. Franklin also died in 1984. He spent 5 years in a coma as a result of a gunshot wound he suffered during an attempted robbery in his home. Singer Tyrese and Earth, Wind, and Fire will also be honored during the Trumpet Awards. All right. Excuse me. Well, The Voice returns. Did you like that show, Sha?
I actually did.
Okay,
I did. I liked it.
It'll be on about 3 weeks on February 5th. And it'll feature celebrity mentors Robin Thicke, Lionel Richie, Babyface, and Neo. The show stars, you know, Christina
Aguilera.
Okay. Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, and, of course, CeeLo. He's returning, too. Jennifer Hudson is out promoting her new book, y'all. I Got This, How I Changed My Ways and Lost What Weighed Me Down. All right now. In the book, she talks about how she lost her weight and refuses to gain it back. And she's doing really good. I Got This. Good for her.
Yeah, I don't like her, but I think she looks great. That's one thing I won't take away from her. I think she is just gorgeous now, but I just cannot stand that girl.
Really? Why? What
I really
don't like about her?
Just she came off all like she was all that, and I'm like, well, nobody even knew who you were at that time. And she just, I don't know, just something about her aura, just she irritates me. I could care less about that girl. I just do. I don't like her acting. I don't like her singing. I don't like nothing about her. But I will be honest, she looks fabulous. Anybody who says that she doesn't is just lying. She looks great from when she first came out till now. She holds it down. I ain't mad at her. But her, herself, yeah.
Oh, maybe her arrogance, could that be it?
It's just her. I just don't like her.
Well, the wedding plans and reality show are back for Chad Ochino Johnson and Evelyn Lozada from Miami Basketball Wives. The publicity stunt and sheer ratings grabber will continue even though Ochino was caught cheating on Lozada. Lozada still needs to prove she is more than just a one-trick pony.
Who said that? She needs to prove herself?
She needs to prove she is more than just a one-trick pony.
Oh,
she needs Ochochino to stay in her life to keep the money flowing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And let that be the reason. Okay.
To each his own.
Oh, well. Okay, well, at this point in time, oh, there she is.
She should be able to listen
back.
Without.
Please forgive me, huh?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Okay, is it screen? Oh, no.
She should be able to hear, Mom, without you having to bring her on. If she didn't, if she wants to come on, she'll press the button. Otherwise, I think she just wanted to listen to your forecast.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, well, at this time, then, we are going to take a five-minute break, and then we'll be back. And, Shab, you're going to do News of the Weird?
Yep, and NFL sports.
Okay, sounds good. All right, see you in five. Don't change that dial.
That's a.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Talk to Me. This is the Switchboard, Chabonet, and I'm going to go ahead and start reading the news of the weird. Now, the news of the weird are stories that take place across the world, and they're so true, it's just damn near unbelievable, but they're funny. So we'll start off with convicted serial rapist Stephen Phillips was exonerated in 2008, one of a continuing string of wrongly convicted Dallas area criminals proved innocent by DNA testing, and under a formula by state law, he was awarded about $4 million tax-free for his 25 years behind bars. Recently, Phillips' ex-wife filed a petition in court demanding a portion, even though the couple had been divorced for the last 17 years of his incarceration, and the ex-wife had remarried and had a child. The ex-wife claims it was Phillips who originated the divorce and that she had given up on him only because he had revealed a disgusting history as a peeping Tom and a flasher. Heffa, move on with your life and stop trying to get this man's money. Dan DeMito, 45, partying in an Orlando, Florida motel room in December, was accidentally shot by a stranger who was having a dispute with another partygoer. Later, as his wounded hip was being treated at a hospital, doctors discovered and removed two huge tumors in DeMito's abdomen that had so far gone unnoticed. The tumors were not cancerous, but had they not been found, they would have soon disabled him. Talk about good luck. At a home in Taylorsville, Utah in December, one housemate was pursuing a mouse in the kitchen, accidentally shot another housemate. As police investigated, they discovered a 13-year-old girl hiding in the closet. A third housemate, Paul Kunzler, 28, was then arrested and charged with carrying on a months-long relationship with her. Pervert, things happen for a reason. John Widow, 52, was charged in December with robbing a Wells Fargo bank in Port Richey, Florida. According to police, Widow ordered a beer at the Hayloft bar shortly after 1 p.m., then excused himself and a few minutes later returned to finish his beer. In the interim, police said later Widow had walked down the street to the bank and robbed it. Lord have mercy. In December, Russell Mays, 55, was caught soon after robbing a Union Savings Bank branch in New Milford, Connecticut. An employee had spotted Mace acting suspicious in the parking lot, and indeed, he said, Mace entered, robbed the bank of about $3,000, and fled to a waiting car. Police, however, identified the car, which they had noted, from Mace's recent arrest for shoplifting. The suspicious behavior the bank employee had noticed, he told police, was Mace pants down, defecating in plain view among the parked cars. You dirty bastard. I'm glad they arrested you. A 28-year-old man in New York City quietly excused himself the morning after his wedding in November at a hotel following an elaborate reception, took a taxi to a Harlem River overlook, and jumped to his death. According to a relative, the man's suicide note mentioned that he couldn't take it anymore. Sorry to hear that. Luna Orve, 37, was ordered in 2010 by a court in Seattle, that's our hometown, people, to take an anger management course to settle a charge of domestic violence. But in 2011, she sued the creator of the course because a fellow attendee had stabbed her in the arm during a classroom dispute. The instructor was playing a video of Dr. Phil, and Orve had urged a classmate to listen to Dr. Phil's message, but the classmate apparently could not bear it. Rookie mistake. Tashina Rembert, 33, was arrested and charged with robbing a Burger King drive-thru cashier in York, Pennsylvania, in December, but only after making police officers' job easier. After her clean getaway, she called the restaurant to reassure herself that none of the witnesses had noted her car's license plate. None had, but using cell phone records, the police traced that call to Rembert. It's people like her who deserve to go to jail, you idiot. Not all states have the anti-bestiality laws, and Peter Bauer's ongoing case in Ohio amplifies prosecutors' frustration. There was evidence that Bauer had had sex with the dog, Maggie, and had written her love letters, and police arrested him in June. Prosecutors were willing to settle the case in November for minimal punishment because the only law Bauer could have been charged with under is animal cruelty, and they have explained that they might have had trouble showing harm to the apparently adored dog. At the time of Bauer's arrest, a search had uncovered human-animal pornography and a life-size inflatable sheep. You sick son of a bleep bleep. A 77-year-old man was killed by a sheriff's deputy in December while standing beside his own engraved tombstone in Gardnerville, Nevada cemetery. The victim was holding a shotgun and was distraught over the death of his wife. A 20-year-old man died of an apparent cocaine overdose in North Charleston, South Carolina, in December as a result of trying to help his older brother. The pair had been arrested and placed in a police cruiser when the older brother convinced the younger one to swallow the ounce of cocaine the other brother was carrying. According to the police report, the cocaine had been stored in the older man's butt hole. And that is the story for the news of the weird. Now I'm going to go ahead and give you the NFL scoreboard for the divisional playoffs. Right now, if you're watching TV on Fox, the Giants are playing the Packers, and it looks like the Giants may take this. The score is 30-13. Sorry, Texans, the Ravens knocked you out 20-13. And if anybody caught yesterday's games, the 49ers beat the Saints 36-32. That was a damn good game. And the Patriots took out Tebow and the Broncos. Thank you, 45-10. And that's all the sports with the NFL. And it's back to you, Ms. Lennis. Ms. Lennis, are you there?
Yes, do you hear me?
I can hear
Hello?
You now.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, I was listening to that. Would you give the phone number at 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914, and please call in. Call back in. Shab, thank you. I was listening to you and talking to you, and I'm sorry, I forgot I had my button on mute.
Oh, that's okay.
You see how well you're missed, but you were doing good because I was just talking. I was like, okay, where is Chabonet? She don't hear me. I'm just talking to her. I happen to look down at the phone.
Yes, yes. It's all good.
I miss my producer. Damn it, Snow.
I
anyway,
know.
Okay.
Got to be careful, though.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, now we're going to talk about the 2012 forecast that I see coming up for this year across the nation. Okay, first thing I'd like to talk about is the Ponzi scheme banks here and across Europe. The biggest of the Ponzi scheme is the Federal Reserve. They are the biggest pimps of them all. This event was brought together to assist the sovereign states and the United States with money advantages. You know, like a short-term loan. Instead, it turned into what USA is so good at, power, ego, and greed. Now they tell us citizens what we can buy, where we can buy it, and how to spend it. Wake up, folks. Madoff tried to tell the truth after he got caught. Federal Reserve contractors, the Illuminati, or updated SCAN, S-C-A-N, you folks know who you are, in Element 15. I know it's getting deep up in here, y'all. Federal Reserve is run by the billionaires, not the millionaires, used to be. Same as the Vatican. One is religious and one isn't. The private hierarchy, y'all, are the ones that control the masses. Okay, I also, this is what I see now. This is only my opinion, not my producers, not my co-hosts or Block Talk Radio. These are my predictions and my opinions. This year we will feel a Great Depression unless we go to war with Iran to build our economy back up. I hope that doesn't happen because it's a damn shame, but anyway, that's what I feel. Also, IRS is another illegal organization. There are folks living here in the USA and do not pay taxes. Why? Because they know the sovereign laws of this nation. It may take several times in court to win the battle, but you will win because the IRS is an illegal organization. USA government do not want their citizens to know, which causes you to jump through a lot of hoops to go through this process to get it done. But in the end, if you can sustain it, you'll never pay federal income tax again. Now, this is not Satan's state or city tax. This is only federal that I see income tax, okay? not only see, but it's true, that that can occur. I do know two people that are already, have already went through the process and they don't pay federal taxes. Well, like I said, this does not govern your state taxes or city taxes. Okay, the unemployment rate is 22%. They're telling you, okay, they're telling you that it's like 8.2%. To me, that's BS. They're just trying to get the public to believe that. But if you think about it, folks, for a minute, the 22% sounds a lot logical. You got folks coming back from Iraq, Afghanistan, and other various arenas around the world that our military guys are at. So they're coming back, need to secure jobs. College graduates that came out last year in 2011, they need to secure jobs. And, of course, there are people that have been on unemployment that have probably more than less have, you know, come to the end of that road. So anyway, any comments? Like I said, do call in, area code 646-727-2914. Okay. In technology, I have good news. You know, everybody ran out shop getting the iPads, the Kindles, and all that. Well, there's greater technology, I do believe, that's coming out this year, probably be like a 5x7. You know, still tablet size, but it'll be a platform that you'll have a phone. So not only are you going to have that little tablet in front of you, but you'll also be able to speak back and forth to it, as well as, you know, the visual too, to see you, you know, on webcam. So isn't that neat? I just feel that that's coming this year. We'll see. A lot of new technologies coming along, so we'll just have to see. Okay, also this year there'll be a big explosion, I feel, going to be at a corner business, like a big bank or something of that nature, or finance institution. The whole building to me looks like a business. This will be an in-house. Our people will do this. It won't be terrorists from the outside. And a few people do die behind this, and I see this happening in New York. But it's not going to be outside folks. That's going to be the bad thing about it. It might be just civil unrest, you know. But anyway, I also see that somewhere on the planet a volcano will explode and be heard around the world. It'll be so intense that, again, it will speed up the axis again. You know, when they had the last big earthquake, it sped up so many milliminutes of a second, you know, the axis. Well, it's going to do this again. And this is what I saw. Like, if you look in history about the volcano Krakatoa, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, that's what I see. I mean, it's not going to wipe out continents or nothing like that, but it's just going to be so intense from the inside of the planet out that the explosion, the vibration will be really great. So,
well, you know, they keep saying, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, honey.
Well, you know, they keep predicting, at least the scientists are, that one, Mount Rainier, I believe now should be darn near almost 30 years overdue to have an eruption. And they're stating when it does have an eruption, it's going to, one, rock Washington State like no other. And then it's supposed to just create tremendous damage to our state, air-wise, land-wise, physically, mentally. I mean, it's supposed to be pretty bad if Mount Rainier erupts.
Yeah, because it's...
So reading that makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, well, they're saying already that, not already, but it's been, I guess, fundamentally proven, it'll come as far as Tacoma. It has a Mount Rainier, if it, you know, it'll come that far. So, but then look at the outcome of it, though, you know.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, in the medical field, I see strides in cancer, bionics, and cancer, skin cancer, I see strides. Bionics as far as robotic field. I think we're going to see more and more. Technology is so great. It's almost scary, like they could create a human, but, you know, of course, robotic. But it's, you know, that's scary. You know how the military have always wanted to develop that army that they can't take down, just keep coming at you, keep coming at you. That's kind of like how robotics, I feel, is coming into the future. But I think we're going to hear about this technology. If it's nothing but, like, as I said, a humanoid, you know, it's a robotic, but, hey, it's interesting. Oh, boy, but the things, the scenarios that come with that, I don't know. And stem cell research and also brain modifications, where possibly they can help people that have mental disease. I see that coming about. And it has something to do, like, I see, like, little pads. You know, like, if you've ever seen somebody have a heart attack or something, you know, and they put pads on them or something, or gauging the beat of your heart. Well, that's what I see, but only they put it on your brain. But it's electrical, but somehow it changes that energy or that area of your brain that it's better. You know, so
instead of taking man-made pills.
Yes. Oh, and pharmaceutical, please, need to get their proverbial hands out of the doctor's pockets. Ripping the public off with all these diseases and side effects from unknown medications. Why can't they cure condos to bring about some new sane developments and jurisdictions? Okay.
Because Congress got their hands in it. Everybody get paid off the pharmaceutical companies.
Hello. Oh, and I have a couple of weather things. The earthquake, I feel like there'll be an earthquake this year in Alaska, but I feel like it'll be done by black ops underground testing. Also, a lot of UFO testing, I feel, is coming from the same location, somewhere up in Alaska. Earthquakes this year, I see around the planet, Japan, Chile, and Singapore could be catastrophic. Okay, also on weather in the United States, I feel there will be a lot of flooding this year, y'all, that we've never experienced before, at least ways not in this nation, and it will begin from the Mississippi. That'll be the catalyst that starts all this. So folks that live in that area, just be cautious. I'm not perfect, but usually what I see is pretty right on.
Very true.
Let's see what else. Oh, I see by April 1st this year, look for a 401k to fold, be done, non-existence. So please check with your broker or your stockbroker or whoever you, a person that invests, and let them break it down to you about the 401k, but it might be going bye-bye. Hopefully people have their money in there now, that's it. But you won't be able to put any more money at, or I should say, add anything to it. It's done. Excuse me. Let's see, what else did I see? Oh, movie theaters. Okay, reportedly in December 2011, they said that the theater is going down about 4.8%. I said, liars, liars, pants on fire. It is more like 10 to 12% down, and I'll tell you why. The average price now at the movie theater is $10, and that's not even non-peak. The average is, say, from $12.50 to $15, you know, per person. Now, if you have Comcast or Infinity, Netflix, or, you know, Direct or Dish, whatever, you can sit at home at your leisure, enjoy a meal or popcorn, drink, pop, whatever, what have you, and restroom is close at hand, and you don't have to dress up. You can be in the comfies of your sweats or PJs, what have you. That'll cost you from $4.99 to $9.99. Now add that up if it's you and a girlfriend, or maybe you and the husband and the children, times that $10 to $15 per person. You haven't even got inside yet to get the food. It really adds up. Okay, also, you're not spending gas. That's a plus, right? And you're not spending for high prices of food when you get inside when it's much cheaper. You already have it at home on your shelf. So, yeah, what I predict is in the future we're going to see movie theaters become just like drive-in theaters, where they're a thing of the past now, and I think movie theaters are eventually going to get to that. So, in fact, Chabonet, weren't you telling me something earlier this week about the $60 charge for movies at home or something?
Excuse me. Yes, I was. Gosh. There was something mentioned on the news radio. don't know, a month or two ago, and it's this idea that I'm not sure if it's going to be implemented, but I know they're talking strongly, and Comcast is one of the – that's the cable company on the West Coast. I'm not sure if it's nationwide because I know a lot of people have different cable networks. But the Comcast out here is in discussion, I believe, with, like, Paramount, DreamWorks, those type of movie companies where people could rent the same movie or purchase, the same movie that's in the theater at the same time at their house for $60. Now, at first when I heard this, I was like, come on, $60, that's awfully expensive. But if you think about it, say, like, Happy Feet, you know, you got parents, you got kids, and like you said, Mom, you know, you're paying $10-15 per person. You're already damn near $60 before you even get in the theater. Now, say
that's
maybe
true.
You're only at, maybe you're at $40, just you and your wife and a kid or something. You get to the concession stand, you're blowing a whole nother amount of money. So I think if, you know, you're a family, a husband and wife, a kid, a couple of kids, I think this would really be a good idea. Like you said, you're not worrying about spending gas, you're not worrying about, you know, paying for the stuff at concession stand. You're all in the comfort of your home. Now, the only drawback I saw of it is someone, for me, it doesn't benefit me because I am single with no kids. So when I go to the theater, it may cost me just $20. It's still outrageous for one person, but I still have $40 in my pocket instead of spending $60 and what if I don't like the movie? Now that's $60 I have to eat. So I think it's a good idea. I really do. It's for the convenience, and when you compare the prices, it's pretty much the same. You're coming out even. You know, unless you just really feel to get the need out the house and take the family, maybe you're going to dinner, top the movies or shopping, okay. But if you just want to do a family night of movies, I say go for it.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I think movie theaters will become obsolete after a while. I do. Because, you know, look what you save being at home, like you said, versus that. So, yep.
Well, exactly. Now, I am old-fashioned. They probably will, after time, get rid of the drive-thru theaters. But I really do like those. I like going to the theater, hooking up to my antenna, and just kicking back, watching a movie with friends or a date. And I don't know. It's just intimate. But I know that probably shall pass as well.
Okay, also a little bit more on the Federal Reserve. In less than 10 years, the Federal Reserve will no longer exist. Yippee. Which is a good thing. Run by the rich and famous, of course. So, anyway, look for that. Also, this year I saw in the Politico, look for United States senators to come up missing in 2012 or senators to come up dead, either through assassination, poisoning, vehicle accident, drowning. It's going to happen. That was not a good view, y'all. You know, a lot of Americans are getting tired. You know, America, it's time to check out that song with Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. And he stated that so eloquently. It's time to look at ourselves. What are we doing to help or hinder our future generations? Something to think about. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Area code 646-727-2914. And that's my predictions, y'all, for 2012. And I still thank you, Boehner. For messing up. You secured Obama's second election. Yes, if I didn't say it, let me say it. President Obama and First Lady Michelle will be back. Hello. Second term. Then he can get in there and start implementing some of his platform, what he wanted to do. Y'all know the first 4 years that man had to go in there and clean up Bush's mess.
He's still cleaning up.
Thank you.
He's not even close to being done. Yeah, that's the bad part. I mean, And people need to realize that Obama inherited this mess. And, yes, sometimes you got to spend more, you know. So, yeah, he had to spend more. But looking at it this way, unemployment is going down, and it could be for many factors. But I know jobs are getting better. I'll tell you this. I park at the train station every day, and usually it's good parking. Lately, I noticed it's horribly parking, regardless of what time I catch my train. And I was getting pissed. But then it clicked to me. I'll be damned. people are starting to work. People are getting jobs. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, you have to look at the things this man has accomplished. We're doing better than we expected. Yeah, it's taking some time, but be patient, people. Took Clinton 2 terms to fix Daddy Bush's 1 term. We had 2 terms of Bush Jr. Really? Even after Obama's 2nd term, there's still going to be stuff that needs to be cleaned up or fixed. So you better hope we get a 3rd Democrat or someone at least who cares for the people. So that is my prediction. I agree with you that Obama will be there again. But they do. Now, one prediction I heard, they don't think we're going to have a strong turnout with the youth like we did the first time.
Aww.
They feel the youth. Yeah, they do. They said they feel the youth is not so much disgusted, but not really interested. Because, you know, electing President Obama was during their time to see history change. You know, or history take place, excuse me. And they were part of that creating that history. But they said nothing is really grasping the younger generations to come out and vote this year.
Well, how do you feel? Because you're in that 30-something generation. How does your generation feel about Obama right now? Or what do you think about Romney? You know.
I'm not a fan of the pretty boy. You know, I mean, there's some pointers. I like Romney, you know, and I like the fact he stands his ground. Gosh, it was a couple of them. I'm totally blanking out right now. But, you know, I don't think Romney would be a bad Republican president. I just don't know how to explain it because he does have compassion for people. He does, and I think he wants to change this country. I wouldn't vote for any of the other candidates. I think they have their hand down and they're dirty politicians and would bring our country down even worse than where we are. Not saying Romney doesn't have his skeletons in a closet, but, you know, I can't explain it. I wouldn't be upset if he was president. I mean, of course, I'm voting for Obama. There ain't no question about it. And I believe we would be in better hands with Obama. I truly do. But I don't know. Like, if McCain had been elected the president this last term, I probably would have moved to Canada. I really would have. I had no faith in that man whatsoever. And just by his policies, his procedures, his observation in life, and, of course, his choice of vice president, I mean, I wouldn't trust you with my back. I really wouldn't. So, you know, I think Romney and Obama, I think it would be a good run. But I'm with you. I honestly believe President Obama will be back in. Boehner's an ass.
Well, I'll tell you what I hope to see, and this is not a prediction. This is just what I hope to see. Biden step down and Hillary be his vice president. It would be a powerhouse.
Well, I feel
Hillary. I know, but I think after this, yeah, she's tired. I think after this she'll be tired. But to see her woman president, a vice president, I should say, I would love to see a woman president too, but her as a vice president and Obama at the helm, come on. There's nothing they couldn't do. She's been the vice president's wife. She's been the attorney general and then become vice president. What? Look. She could make them walk water.
I know, but you don't think she would be too controlling?
Uh-uh.
See, what I would like
to see
with her in there is him and Clinton. Ooh, over with.
Oh, no. The nation ain't ready for that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, I would. That would be the only reason I would support her to be vice president, to get Clinton in that office. Over with.
He'd be a mess. He'd be a hot mess.
I would. I'd be so proud to be an American. Oh, man.
And
yeah.
You know, Obama's got that swag, baby. Oh,
oh my gosh. Everything about him is just cool. But, gosh, that poor man has aged. That's one thing you notice. Being a president, like we discussed before, they age overnight.
Yeah, they sure do. That's what I told you. I looked at his hair the other day, and I was like, oh, Obama, you got more gray hairs. Baby, what are they doing to you? But, you know, you're running a country. So So why wouldn't you get grayer? Geez, you know, God. You know what I mean? That's
true.
You got billions of people in your hands.
And a country to protect.
Yep, amen. Amen. So, well, by the clock on the wall, it looks like it's about that time. I tell you, I've enjoyed today's show.
I hope the
audience out there enjoyed. And the caller that tried to call in, I'm sorry, I apologize. I was trying to get you back on the air again. Anyway, next Sunday, it'll be all right. We'll be back to normal. All three of us together. So, anyway, I thank you all for listening. Thank you again for my birthday party and birthday wishes. Of course, go out to everybody. And, you know, look, this week, learn to say thank you. I appreciate you and you matter. And love one another.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen, and to all my Washington State folks, please be careful as it gets pounded with the snow.
Mm-hmm.